So, what is a mnemonic? Well, put simply, a mnemonic is any device that aids memory. So, like an acronym is a mnemonic. Probably the most famous acronym for school children is, I wonder if you remember this, Richard of York goes gambling in vain. So that gives you the colours of the rainbow. If you take the first letter from each word, it gives you R-O-Y-G-B-I-V. Richard of York goes gambling in vain. Of course, you could just think of the name Roy G. Biv. So it's with mnemonics that we're now going to learn how to translate numbers into colourful, meaningful, and of course, memorable images. I call this the language of numbers. In session 5, I'm going to explain a system that I developed which I believe has been pivotal in enabling me to win the World Memory Championships for a record 7 times. It is so devastatingly effective that unfortunately for me, my rivals in competition are now using this system to try to beat me, and one or two are getting rather too close for comfort. I've christened this system the Dominic system, but more of that in session 5. But for now, to ease you into the language of numbers, we're going to look at a couple of standard systems for translating single-digit numbers into mnemonic symbols. Now, they're very easy to learn, and they can be so useful for remembering a whole host of numerical data, like your bank PIN number or any short sequence of numbers. What's a number shape? Well, the clue is in the title, number shape. The idea is to associate, is that word association again, associate a single number with its nearest everyday lookalike shape. So, for example, the number 5. That has the shape of a curtain hook. The number 6, if you think about it, looks like the shape of an elephant's trunk. The number 8 looks like a snowman, or maybe Marilyn Monroe, or an hourglass. What about the number 2? Does that look a little bit like a swan? So, in this case, the swan becomes what is known as the key image for number 2. And we're going to be using a lot of key images in this course. How about the number 1? That looks like a pencil, or maybe a candle. And by the way, you can do what you like in the privacy of your own mind. If you think that number looks like the shape of a phallic symbol, well, then use it. But one word of warning. Don't explain to other people how you can remember certain numbers. The information on this is all in the guidebook, but I'm going to go through it with you slowly. I'm going to give you a number, and then I'm going to give you its associated number shape. See if you can think of one before I give you the answer. Okay, here goes. 1. Candle. 2. Swan. 3. Handcuffs. 4. Sailboat. 5. Curtain hook. 6. Elephant's trunk. 7. Boomerang. 8. Snowman. 9. Balloon and string. And 10. Stick and hoop. Now, of course, you can choose your own number shapes. For number 10, for instance, why don't you have Laurel and Hardy? Or number 8, you could use Marilyn Monroe. Whatever comes to mind. You can even have a number shape for the number 0. I think 0 looks like a football. So how can we put this in practical use? Well, for instance, the planet Mars has got 2 moons. So to remember that fact, you might imagine a swan gracefully flapping its wings as it endlessly orbits Mars. Remember, the number shape for 2 is a swan.